I just wanted to say a quick thing about the House of Lords and the very depressing news that the Labour Lords have failed to back Green Party Jenny Jones' fatal motion to curb the government's anti-democratic effective criminalisation of protest. And as a bit of a background, the Tories have tried to push through this bill that basically allows them to criminalise anyone protesting if it causes even vague annoyance, and that's basically left very vague purposefully, so the end result is that they can decide to make any protest illegal pretty much. Now this was rejected by the Commons, and the Tories basically then pushed it through saying, well, we're going to do it anyway with statutory instruments. So just without going into too much detail about what they are, basically the ministers can do things without going to Parliament. So ministers can basically make up the rules, then there's no democratic accountability. Now obviously this isn't good, so Jenny Jones said, well, no, what we're going to do is use something called a fatal motion in the Lords to block it. So basically that might sound anti-democratic, but it's part of the convention, the constitutional convention by which this country is run. And it's to stop the Commons doing things like they did, which is to force through things against the will of the House. Now, Jenny Jones appealed to Labour, as they are, you know, the official opposition, to help stop this thing happening, which the Labour Party in theory doesn't support. And Labour have basically said, no, we're going to abstain. Because, and who knows why, but what you have to remember is the Labour Party operates very much on a rule of we don't support bills that are bought by people who aren't Labour. And that ends up in all sorts of weird situations, like even though Labour professed to support the NHS, they refused to back Caroline Lucas's bill to ban privatisation in it. That was under Jeremy Corbyn, they abstained on that. And here, they've basically abstained on a massively anti-democratic and authoritarian change of law, which means that our right to protest that we've had for many, many generations has been taken away by this government that leans further to the right than any government has in certainly in several generations. So it's just appalling. I mean, what are Labour for? They're not there to oppose, are they? They're there to basically back up their chums and the Tories in their two-party system, because I guess their fear is when they're in charge, and there's a good chance they will be in charge after the next general election, they don't want their sweeping changes in authoritarianism being questioned either. And parties like the Greens, and to a lesser extent the Liberal Democrats and SNP and those guys, you know, Labour and the Tories consider very much that they should be put in their place, because fundamentally Labour is an authoritarian party. It's on the left economically, but it shares many of its values when it comes to freedoms with the right. And you can see this now, and they've effectively backed, by abstaining, they are backing this rule. So Labour are as much to blame for this crackdown on your right to protest as the Tories. And you should never let them forget it. Don't let them forget it at the ballot box. Don't let them forget it if they back canvass you. Don't let them forget it if they tell you that this government's awful. And if one of the reasons they list for this government being awful is this crackdown on protest, they are as much to blame as the Tories, because they could have stopped it. If Labour had backed this fatal motion in the Lords, we had the numbers, it would have been pretty much all the Lords against the Tories. And even though the Tories are stacking the Lords with more Tories, partly with Boris Johnson's disgraced list, you know, we're not going to go into how anti-democratic it is for somebody who was sacked effectively for lying to get his list of cronies into the Lords just shortly before he resigns is a disgrace, and that's another way in which the Tories are a disgraceful party. But don't let Labour forget. They're pretty toxic at the moment.